Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here. Bringing us to be with you live each and every day. And I want to thank LA Talk Radio for broadcasting us on various nights, on both channels. It's pretty amazing. If you ever want to get into the archives of our show, latalkradio.com is where you can find them under the Dr. Pat Allen page, Empowered Communications. I want to remind you of the call-in number, 323-203-0815. And then I want to say, Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
I know it. And I want to serve. So let's see how many people we can deal with.
All right, let's see what we can do. And I think maybe we'll take a combination of our calls and some of the reach outs that I've had this week from people. So,
That's nice combination.
Let me see. Let's go. Oh, we've got a caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hello there.
Hey.
Hey. So, a man has. A man asked me out on a date. We met through mutual friends, and he asked to go on a short 2-day vacation. And he's going to get a COVID
Nothing
test.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I said yes, and he said that he would take care of the whole thing. So I said, great.
Did you tell him that? This was not permission to have sex.
Yes, I did.
Good.
Yes, we had. I had a conversation with him about that, and he said that
was
okay.
Was okay.
Yep. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And yeah, it felt really good, and we started talking about the logistics today, and he said that he'll take care of the Airbnb and he'll drive us, but he wants me to take care of the food.
He's straightforward. So the answer yes or no? Is it in your budget?
Well, I said yes in the moment, and then when I got home and started thinking about it, it didn't feel great because of my budget. And I guess it felt like he had presented it as I'll take care of everything. And now I feel like I have to provide for him.
No, dear.
And so
he presented in the airport and then tell you. He told you what you're saying is you don't like the fact that he's asking you to participate in the payment, but I like the idea that he's asking you to share a weekend or whatever it is, a couple of days, and that he talked to you about his expectation for finances. Remember, time, space, money, and play are the four elements in every relationship that must be dealt with. I don't care whether it's mother, son, and brothers, whatever it is. So you didn't want to pay anything, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
So you have every right to say it's not in my budget.
Okay. Yeah, I guess my question was, like, what would be the feminine way of approaching it? And I do
First of all, want- you would ask him, you would say, thank you for giving me what you wanted, you know, in the way of information, but upon thinking about it, I want to respond to your request. Is it convenient for you to hear me now or when? What would he say, do you think?
I think he would say now.
All right. I so appreciate the invitation to do a little vacation with you, especially since you don't expect intercourse as part of it. But I do honor the fact that you said you would pay for the Airbnb and you would pay for the, you would drive you down there, but that he wanted you to pay for the food that you would eat. Now, your answer to that now is, I want to respond again to your request of me paying for the food. You had every right to do that, but it's not in my budget. And if that's a requirement, I'm afraid our weekend or our vacation is off.
Okay.
Now you do it.
I
am he and you are you.
Okay. Thank you so much for getting, for offering.
No, you didn't open up the conversation. I want to respond to your offer of payment.
Oh, okay. So I want to respond to your offer of payment. I know that in the beginning I said yes, that you had every right to ask me to pay for the food. And after thinking about it, it's not really within my budget. And so if that means that that we aren't able to go on the trip, that's okay.
So how do you feel about that statement? Because you did it well.
Good. I feel, yeah, that feels good.
Good. Is that what you called for?
Yeah, and I love your books and your work, and I definitely do want to be in a coveted relationship. And I just wanted to make sure that this still could fall under that umbrella.
Of course, every deal follows. I teach energy, yin yang, energy. And I use words, and I teach people how to use words to impact energy. And energy comes in two styles: yin, receptive, available to receive and respecting givers, and yang, giving, protecting, cherishing. So with that in mind, I teach negotiation. And that's okay. What you did in two segments.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye. Bye, Kelly.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you, good. Caller. Excellent. I love that. We were just talking about negotiation before the show. Fun stuff.
Yes, I know. There's only three ways to deal with human beings verbally. Intimidate them with fear.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay.
Well, you know what I'm going to say, right? You know, I'm going to say, callers, pick up that call. If you don't recognize it, it's probably us if you're trying to get into our queue. And we want to talk to you, not your voicemail. So you were saying, Dr. Allen, the ways of communication.
The three ways of communicating verbally.
Hello.
Intimidate with fear or guilt and shame, or negotiate with love. And remember what love is. Love is accepting.
Hello.
What should we do here?
Hello.
We've got a caller on the line. Yeah, caller, you're on the line with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat. Thanks for taking my question.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thank you for calling, because if you didn't call, we wouldn't have a show.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you. So last year, I called you a couple times on the talk radio show to get some guidance about a financial loan that I was asking of my ex. And everything ended up working out. I ended up not needing his help and letting him know. I needed the help because my grandma was dying. And anyway, I'm sending grief cards out now that she's passed and thanking everybody for their support that were close to me. And I want to write one to him. He gave me his address. So other than thanking him, I was just curious, Dr. Pat, if you Well, he wanted to. He was having his own hardships, and so he kept sort of changing the time he would be able to do it.
I got it. Meantime, so he was in a bind. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that just said it right there. So what are you asking of me?
Well, I guess, you know, I do still love and care for him, and I know I just want
to
write this.
Now, were you married to him? Did I hear? Were you married to him?
No,
okay,
I wasn't.
So why did you split up?
Well, we definitely were in love. He was separated at the time.
The chemistry was good.
Oh, yes. He was still married.
He was still married.
Yes.
Okay. So you were a mistress for a little while?
Yes, Dr. Pat, I suppose that is accurate.
Yes, but you didn't know my work yet.
No, I did, Dr. Pat. I mean, he had come into my life, and I had actually avoided him for a few years, told him I didn't want to be with someone who wasn't divorced. And then we ended up meeting and a few years later, and he had told me that he was separated. And he was, but there became just, and he was wanting to move forward with a divorce, but then received a lot of backlash from family and we needed some time, and I started freaking out. And so
you became incompatible. So that fell apart. Okay. Are you ever going to be a mistress again?
No, it's not my intention.
Okay.
I haven't.
So now back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Well, so I haven't been with anyone in the last 3 years. I did have one man come into my life and date me for a few months, and that was great. I just couldn't surrender, and so I haven't been with anyone.
Are you still bonded, oxytocin bonded to this human being?
I mean, it's been 3 years since I've seen him, but I do still deeply care and love, and I don't believe we separated because out of the lack of love or, you know, anything like that.
I hear that you grew incompatible. You did a mistress run and it didn't work. Do you want to do a hi-bye letter?
Okay, so in this grief card that I'm sending, or this gratitude card, I hadn't thought about including him in, like, the handful of people I'm sending them to, but then I asked. And then I felt that I did want to, and he gave me his address, so I was going to send him. And so I was thinking of somehow including a hi-bye style format or something within the letter. That's why I wanted your guidance on how to best write this letter.
So write the letter and put the letter in the card and give it, mail it, whatever. You know the structure of a hi-bye letter?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Would you be so kind as to write it?
Yes, of course, Dr. Pat. I've written before to him. They're always very powerful, and they've actually always been very effective as well. I was considering writing one, I guess. I just feel stupid because I've written him so many times. He just became so angry and refused to speak to me that haven't communicated.
You said the former hi-bye letters got responses from him. Is that a correct statement?
The first time that I did write it, yes, it did. And it was my fault, Dr. Pat. I totally blew the opportunity to. I was getting triggered left and right, and I couldn't see the reality before me. I had so many stories in my head, so I unfortunately really hurt him and did not communicate effectively. But I did later write a letter that did clean all of that up. So
are you friends now? What's going on between you?
Right. So I hadn't been in touch with him since that last letter. And then I got in touch with him last year when my grandmother was dying. And And he was responsive to me. He just wasn't available, but he wanted to help me with what I needed. And so we were in touch for a few months, but then...
Very good, very good.
He did say we were great friends and that I said, I hope we could be in each other's lives. And he said, there will be a time for that. I don't know what all that meant, but it was definitely very kind.
What that meant is perhaps he was inviting you to send him the bye-bye letter to start the relationship up again.
Okay. So in this card I'm sending, I'll write the high bye and include it in that card, obviously. Okay.
That's
it's
right.
Just I've written them. I know. This thing with him has gone on, and I sometimes just really, I just get torn between wanting to just release it and let it go and leave it alone. But he was just still in my life.
Please feel free to date a lot of other people till you find his replacement. I hear it's not done.
Yeah.
So how about we do another round of high bye?
Okay, Dr. Pat. Sounds good. Are you still listening to high byes?
I listen to high byes, yes.
Okay, so when I write it, if I want to run it by you, can I call to do that or set it up with your office to do it?
Call Susie.
Yeah. Okay.
Call Susie and see if she, because we're going through, we're changing. We're having groups of women, five women in groups, and we're having a Zoom meetings, which are for what we do right here. But
okay,
see what happens.
Sounds good. Well,
okay.
Okay, Dr. Pat. Thanks for your support and your gift.
Good. You're
Have
welcome.
A good night.
And write the letter and send it to him.
Okay. I will,
okay.
Definitely. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Okay. Love that high boy letter.
What?
Yeah. The high boy letters, they're so effective. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
So a man has been dating me for the last 11 months. About 4 months ago, you and I had written a high buy letter just because he wasn't willing to talk about our future, about getting engaged and moving forward the relationship.
He wasn't willing to commit.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Monogamy, continuity, longevity, goals, similar.
Right. Yeah. He wasn't willing to talk about getting
engaged.
Right. He wasn't willing to negotiate. Exactly. So I sent him the high buy letter to declare all of those things. I want to be married to you. I want to get engaged to you. I told him I didn't want to be with someone for over a year and not be engaged. Like, I didn't want to drag.
Good.
So that was 4 months ago. Now we're coming up on that year.
Did you get your engagement ring?
No. So I broached the subject. I scheduled an appointment, broached the subject. He says he's not ready for that. He wants to spend the rest of his life.
And are you in a committed relationship with him having intercourse?
Yeah.
So you gave him a free girlfriend and a free wife and a free whatever.
Right. Yeah, on his word that we would be engaged after being together for a year. And he's withdrawing that.
So are you willing? He has the right not to keep his agreements, and you have the right to confront him on it. So have you confronted him? Is there a bottom line? Are you deciding to keep him or not?
So I did confront him on it. He said, I just need time.
I know that. Are you giving him time?
I don't know if I should or not. That's the question. Well,
what do you think I'm going to say?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Stop having sex with them.
Well, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is to make and keep agreements. So when is this agreement going to be defunct? I mean, it's not being kept.
So
what date are you going to set that says you have every right to say you were going to get engaged and we're not engaged, and if I'm not engaged by such and such a date, we're through?
Okay. Well, that such and such date was next month.
Well, then why not do it now so he's got a month to get the ring?
Okay. So
are you willing not to be with him physically, even smelling, just being with him because you're bonded to him? I can hear your love for him. You guys have good chemistry, is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you make love well?
Yeah.
Do you want to be engaged or not?
I do.
Then is this month, Valentine's Day, do you want to confront him or not? You can say free, Mama. What?
I confronted him today, and he said, "Sarah." He said, "I just need more time. Can you trust that yeah."
And you say to him, "That's totally okay, except I don't want to put in more time, so I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to be sexual with you until we're engaged."
Okay.
Are you willing to set boundaries?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Then it's in his, he can take as long as he wants.
Right.
But I suggest you don't smell him. Smelling is what triggers the pituitary into giving you an oxytocin rush. And that means that your body wants him at any cost, because that's nature wanting to make babies. But the only thing you can never get more of is time.
Right.
So you've been with him 11 months, did you say?
Yeah.
You've got 3 more months in which he can decide if he wants to get engaged and start working on a marriage agreement. I don't believe in marriage before you know somebody a year.
Okay. So then within these 3 months, though, I don't talk to him, smell him, that kind of thing, right?
Well, first of all, you see what he says about the idea of getting engaged now in order to get married next year.
He said no. He said he's not ready for it now.
Okay, well, if he's not ready for it, please, you need to be out there looking for somebody who is. How old are you?
I'm 40.
All right, have you been married before?
No.
Do you have any kids?
No.
People have babies, whether they're married or not. So I just ask that because a lot of people have kids. So are you willing to talk to him on the phone when he calls, text, email, everything but smell him? And would you be so kind as to date new men to see if somebody can steal you from him?
Okay.
For the next 3 months.
Okay. And then, my mom is coming into town, and we planned on, he planned on meeting her. But given the circumstances.
Why would he meet her if you're his free practicing wife?
Right.
You're only a friend with perks.
Okay.
But we can do the last 3 months. First 3 months are perfect. Second 3 months are imperfect. Third 3 months, which is where you're at, is negotiating. And the fourth 3 months is you and he agree you're 51% valuable and it's time to build. Is it time to build?
Is it time to build?
Is it time to build? Do you want to go to crisis? What I'm doing is telling you what you can do if you want to go to crisis. When is your mother coming to visit?
On Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice if you were engaged with the gold band?
Yes.
Doesn't have to have a diamond. You can get a diamond for the wedding.
Okay.
Would you be willing to say something like, my mother's coming to town on Saturday. I would love to have a gold band and announce that we're engaged. What do you think about that, sir? If he says, no, I'm not ready, you're wasting time.
Okay.
And he wants more of your time wasted.
Right.
Do you want a baby?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because it shows, because you're what, 40 years old?
Yeah.
So you're getting to the place where you can't get a baby.
Right.
So do you want to go to crisis? That's what I'm doing here.
I could.
No, do you want to? Are you interested in building this relationship into a marriage?
Yeah.
Then are you willing to negotiate with him before your mother comes, so maybe you can even announce that you've negotiated getting married next year?
Okay.
See what
he says. And when I tell him, when I try to negotiate with him, he says that he's not going to be told what to do. He doesn't want to get engaged because I want to get engaged.
He knows you love him more than you love yourself. He already knows that. I want you at some time to stop having sex with him, because that's all you're doing is having sex. You're not making love. You see?
Yeah.
Are your mom and dad married?
Well, my dad just passed away last year.
Your dad is a what?
My dad passed away last year, but they were married.
They were married, okay. Who was the head of the house?
Probably my mom.
Okay. Did your dad respect her?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they have a good marriage?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want one like theirs?
No.
Why not? That's what you've been taught.
Yeah.
What is it you don't want that your parents did want? Your script.
what I don't want. Oh, my dad was just a jerk. Jerk to his kids.
What?
Like, he wasn't. My dad is a jerk. He was, like, mean to his kids. He wasn't a good dad, but he was, like, an okay
So what husband. You're saying, he was not a gentleman.
Correct.
Your mother didn't get cherished.
Correct.
Guess who's doing the same thing right now? Who's doing it?
I don't know, like.
Do you understand you've given 11 months of your life to a man that says he doesn't have enough time to know if he wants to build with you, and he doesn't like you for setting a price on sex? He wants his penis in your mouth, your anus, and your vagina on call.
Yeah.
You want that?
No.
Are you willing to go to crisis and have a conversation before your mother comes so that you can tell her that your boyfriend and girlfriend, but not to wait for a wedding?
No, I don't want to. No, I don't want. No.
What is it you don't want?
I don't want to say, like, this is my boyfriend and we're just, like, hanging out and we have no future together.
I understand that. So are you willing to consider having a conversation about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to.
Good. Excellent. Make an appointment to speak to him about your relationship and see if he's willing to put a gold band on your finger. Or not.
Bye.
And if he says no, and I don't like you for doing this, maybe you want to consider no more sex.
Okay.
Date him, but no more intercourse.
Okay.
And that includes oral, anal, vaginal. People don't like to put oral. They want that one. That's intercourse too.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You've got a chance to do something. Let's see what you do.
Okay. All right. I will.
Good. Let us know. Okay, call us back and let us know what happened.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paula. Dr. Allen, a price tag theme is developing tonight.
What
is the price tag? The price tag theme is developing tonight. What is the price tag? You know?
Hello?
No, I don't know.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Kelly. Dr. Pat.
Hi.
I just listened to the last caller, and I'm just feeling discouraged with men in general because I feel the same way, like, and I keep hearing stories of women just being forever led on. Anyway, so this guy's been dating me since January 10th, and I gave him the price to meet in person during COVID, which was I wanted a COVID test, you know, on the same
beautiful,
day we were going to.
Beautiful, God love you. I've had my vaccination.
Yay.
Yay.
So glad.
I'm going to have the second one in a week or so.
Yay. I'm very happy with that. And so he just hasn't done anything or said anything about it. So we're just not meeting. And last night he randomly FaceTimes me. And last night he just said, how are you doing? He texted me and I said, I'm doing good. I'm happy to hear from you. And then he wrote,
beautiful.
Send me some more. Yeah. And he wrote, send me some more pictures, please. So I just sent him a picture of my face in the moment. And, he wrote back full length, sweetie. So he wanted a full length.
He wants to see your body. Men use their eyes to pick the woman they want to make love to or the one that they want to use for sex.
Yeah, so I don't know. It just, it felt, I,
he I, has a I, right to be a human animal. We
yeah,
are all animals.
Yes, but I
and
I'm
we women set the same. No. When women say yes to men's animal needs, they're treated like an animal.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm on one hand, I'm kind of bothered that he's so, he's pushing so much to know how I look specifically. And on the other hand, I'm concerned, like, I might not be attractive.
The word
enough
is not specifically. He wants to see your body sexually.
Right. And so a part of me feels insecure and a part of me feels offended and insulted. And a part of
me feels attracted.
I've
got news for you. If you were engaged to him or married to him and you guys wanted to play sexy games, would that be a shameful thing?
No, but I don't know if he's going to find me attractive or not. That's
but
one
dear,
thing. But
dear, that's the point. Would you mind telling me what you don't want in this relationship anymore?
I don't want to feel like a piece of meat that the second he sees me, he's going to be like either excited or turned off because of my body.
I understand that. So are you going to send him naked pictures of you?
No, I never have. I just sent him a picture of me standing in a front of a
mirror.
I
love it. No. Have
yeah,
you had I sex? Have you made love with him?
We haven't even met in person yet because he won't get a COVID
test. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I want you to explore this man virtuously and see what happens.
I'm trying to do that, but...
Ask me the question about what he's doing, and I'll help you create the answer.
Will you send me a picture of your feet?
Your feet?
Yes.
Did he ask for your feet?
He did previously, but he kind of like backed out of it too. Like he was like, can I see your hands? Can I see your feet? Can you, you know, like he, but then, yeah, so I showed him my hands and then he asked to
good.
See my feet.
Good. I don't see anything wrong with you showing your hands or your feet.
Yeah, I'm a little I'm kind of insecure, though.
Do you understand that men marry for sensual and sexual gratification? Women marry
okay,
for stature and financial security. Harvard did this study in the 90s. Two-thirds of men want sensual, that's food, nice home, and sexual pleasure. One-third of men want stature and security. Her dad owns this big company, and I work for him, and I like it. That's a gigolo male. One-third of men mate and marry for stature and security. Two-thirds of women marry for sensual, not sensual, two-thirds of women marry for stature and security. Marriage is for protecting women and kids from the animal nature of men. Do you see? One-third of
yeah.
women.
Well, I understand that, but.
All right.
But,
so when,
I guess I'm just feeling insecure that he, on one hand, he's like really pressing to get a good visual of me. And
I want you to understand he wants to see what he wants to make love to.
But I'm worried about feeling rejected.
You're going to send him naked pictures of you?
No way. Even if we eventually meet in person, he sounds very strongly like he just really wants to make sure he's attracted to me.
I got news for you. You have to have chemistry or the marriage is probably not going to take place. I suggest you practice being a virtuous woman. You have every right to ask for pictures of me and my feet, my hands, my whatever, except that I really simply want to meet you, body, mind, and spirit, and get to know you. So you say no to the pictures and things.
Okay. Yeah, because I felt disappointed last night because I wanted to talk to him and he just said, send me pictures. So that
And you'll say, you have every right to want to see what I look like. I was looking forward to making a friendship, meeting somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Was it a dating app that you were on?
Yes.
Okay, so both of you knew that he was looking at you and you were listening to him. You didn't send
any
naked pictures.
No, I don't do naked pictures at all.
I understand that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. Like he does, he's just always, you know, even if he'll say, what are you doing? Send me a picture where you're at. He's just very much about asking for pictures. And, you know,
doesn't ask for naked bodies, I don't care if he wants pictures.
Okay. But I kind of feel like even the last caller, like, is this going anywhere? It's just kind of boring. If I don't know, I feel impatient.
How long have you dated him?
January 10th we started.
Okay, so that's last month.
Right.
So I suggest that you say yes to what you want. And no to what you don't want and see how he handles it, because he may be just doing locker room sex, which means who got laid last night. I want you to give him a virtuous woman who doesn't judge a man for being an animal.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions on what I could do next, or if he texts or...
No, if he... He's got to ask to see you.
Okay, so I just
and you've got to be comfortable. What?
Yeah, so just whenever he texts or calls, just be nice and assume
we're
not going to meet.
Be nice and see what he wants, but say no. Say you have a right to want that, but I don't want to give it to you. So there.
Okay.
Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. Men get what
right.
they want and go after it. But ladies
yeah.
say yes and no. And if the man continues to date you when you say no to naked pictures, he knows you're a virtuous woman, and that causes him to either drop you or fall in love with you.
Okay. All right, so I was just worried about getting dropped and rejected, but now I'll just take it as a good thing if it happens.
You're not kidding. If he's looking for somebody to have sex with, it's not you. If he's looking
right.
for someone to marry and make love to, it may be you.
Okay. The best connection I've had, and all the other guys
I appreciate
really-
that. So why don't we make him a better gentleman?
I would love your help doing that. Okay, thank you.
I'm helping you
I'll
right
keep calling.
Now, and I've told you how to do it.
Yes, I'll just be keeping friendly and nice and saying no to anything indecent he might ask for.
There you go.
Thank you,
Got
Dr.
It?
Pat. Got it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye. Thank you, caller. Okay. Ronan at the switchboard. He's wonderful. He's getting us another call.
Good, good, good.
On our Mary show, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. That's how you call to get in the hot seat. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hello, Dr. Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. What can we do for you?
What you can do for me is discuss what's going on. Now, I've met a couple of women through the version of online speed dating that I'm doing. And some very interesting women that have definitely careers that I can respect in a lot of ways. But I'm concerned about that because I want to make sure that they're respecting me. And I we had a nice conversation with one last night. I'm planning to talk to another one tonight. So it's been good. But I have to admit, when doing the 3+ people, and I'm probably at least 4 now, it can get confusing what I tell one person and what I tell the other. I do put down some notes about what I've heard. But
I would have a notebook, and when you go to the bathroom, write notes.
After the calls, I usually do. And my question is, too, dating in or at least getting to know somebody, it's been in the friend zone with all of them for now, is I'm wondering when is a good time to start pushing the envelope if you're not planning to see anybody for a while, or better to keep it as friends until we get at a point where we can meet face-to-face?
You decide the limit and the timing and the numbers of times that you want something with this human, whatever, how many you have. You follow 21 genes in your conception room in your mother's body when you were little, tiny. And those genes help you be intuitive about who's a go and who's a no-go. So follow your intuition.
And my intuition is telling me to check in with them once a week. And
good.
Also be open to meeting other people, because I do have a concern about knowing that I like these people, but I'm not sure about the chemistry. Even if I was seeing them, I wouldn't really know until it was face-to-face.
I want you to date until there's one person that matches you and your needs so well that you end it with other people and ask her to stop dating other people too.
Yes,
if you
that's
listen
my goal.
To me and you do, you know that men say, I'm off the dating app, you're still on. Well, I'm not committed to anybody. Do you want to be a boyfriend, girlfriend? Is that why you're asking me? And you'll say, well, as a matter of fact, yes. Are you willing to not date other men and date me and be my girlfriend?
Yeah, that's definitely
date
what I
as
want.
Many women, what?
That's what I want, yes.
Well, then please do it and boil it down from 100 women to 3, and those 3 are the best of the lot, and one of them is going to rise to the surface or rise above it.
Yeah, and I think it does help me with not getting emotionally tied into one. But my other question is, once I get to the point of, okay, that's the one I want, I've heard different things regarding your theory. Do I tell the other woman, look, I met somebody, or
yes,
not contact
please
them again?
Do. No, you just don't drop. I find it so, so attractive when a man says, I've enjoyed dating you, but I've got a girl that I'm wanting to commit to and build a relationship. But I wanted to let you know that I enjoyed being with you when we were together. A gentleman is a man who doesn't just drop a woman. Now remember, three times is just normal. First time, it's just meeting them. The second time, you're getting a little bit of information. The third time usually indicates whether the chemistry is there or not. If it's not there, you may not want to date that person, but please feel free to let her know that you enjoyed the dates, but you just don't have the right feelings and you don't want to use her or lead her on.
But with talking to people on Zoom and on the phone, you're not getting that in-person chemistry to know if that person is right for you. So does that same
then
rule apply from talking those ways?
I've got news for you. Zoom, you see who's there. And if your eyes, men generally pick with their eyes, women generally pick with their ears, because women are going for security and men are going for sensuality. So with that in mind, when you get the answer to those questions, then you'll say, I'm attracted to you and I want you and I to stop dating other people. That's when you get down to three people, then pick the one that is the best. But date up a storm.
I hear you on that, but I don't think I would know until I was with somebody face-to-face, because you talk about that, you know, the hormones.
Tell a woman that you want her to stop dating other people and you're stopping. You will go get an STD test, so will she. She'll get a virus test, so will you, and you will meet, because you can meet people under virtuous conditions if you do what you're taught to do about the virus.
Yes, and I've been encouraged by one woman that I met last weekend who wants to meet me in a couple of weeks when she comes back to Southern California, because she told me that she got the vaccination already because she caregives for her elderly mom. So
I got it.
That definitely sounds interesting.
So will you please do that?
I can.
Spend as much time and interest in finding your woman as you do buying a car.
I think I'm spending more time on the women right now than cars.
You know what? Not bad.
It's a juggling act. I think a couple of years ago, before my ex-girlfriend, I did have three going at once on three consecutive dates, and that was nice. But now that we're all at a distance for a while, it's harder to keep track of things. But I also know that there are these events every weekend, so there's always the opportunity to meet more people. But I'm encouraged.
Good.
Okay, I had some other stuff.
Fun.singles.
Yes, I am still doing that. And if anybody else is interested in doing so. Usually Saturday night is a busier night there than Friday night, but it's a great deal, and I have been very impressed with the caliber of women that go to that, more on the what they've accomplished side, as opposed to that there definitely have been some beautiful women that have gone, but I haven't connected with somebody yet that is bowled me over in the eyes department.
You shopping, and that's what it's all about. Okay?
Thank yes, I'm grateful to have the more opportunity.
Back again.
I certainly will, Pat. Thank you. Thank you for setting me on the road.
Good. Happy hunting.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Bye. Singles. It's a Zoom dating program.
Is that the speed dating one, or is that something different? I've heard about this new speed dating one. It sounds very weird.
Speed dating, I think, is real dating. I think it's meeting. Zoom meeting is fun.singles.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, more so. I just want to understand how to communicate with my mother.
Okay. Now, is your mother masculine or feminine? Does she want respect or does she want cherishing? Or both?
Having read the books you've recommended, I would say she's certainly narcissistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So,
how old are you?
I am 35 and she is 67.
Are you still living with her?
No.
Okay. Is she still your mother, or are you a woman and she's a woman and you're relatives?
I think what I want to understand is how to communicate as a woman to her, because she still communicates to us as children.
Okay, therefore she wants respect.
Okay.
She doesn't want cherishing, she wants respect. So respect her, but make sure that you speak respectfully when you turn her down. What do you fight with her on?
So for the past 2 years, she's been going through this medical issues, and the story is never quite clear what's going on with her health.
Have you talked to her doctor?
So we've asked her to send us her doctor's information so that we can actually contact him.
That's right.
And she really
didn't
give
understand. You permission?
No, she hasn't given us. She does send us her lab report, but I mean, none of us are medical experts, so you know, it kind of.
I got it. How many children are there?
Four.
There's four children, boys, girls, what?
Three girls, one boy.
Is the boy a man or is he castrated?
He's a man.
Okay. Is he in charge of overseeing your mother's care?
He's exhausted by that responsibility because of her behavior.
I see. So he's burnt out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so your mother
that's
is
how
a
she's
narcissist.
Kind of spreading it.
Mm-hmm. Is she doing anything dangerously destructive?
Would you call emotional manipulation destructive? Because she's targeting one of my sisters right now, and we haven't told my sister because my sister stopped talking to her years ago.
Well, that's good. So the sister has already weaned herself off her mother.
Right. But now
why don't the rest of you?
Honestly, I think that's why I'm calling, because I'm just like, I don't know why I keep getting myself into this. I think part of me just feels sad for her because she did go through trauma as a kid. So just kind of knowing
mental health. As long as you let her pathology run four lives, your brother and the three girls, what you're doing is you're enhancing the power of her guilt and shame seduction. You're being used and abused.
I know, and that's what I realized
this week was just like, I don't even think she's sick. I think this is attention.
Would you please have a meeting with your two sisters and one brother and designate who is the best person to be the caregiver organizer?
They actually think you? It's me.
Yeah. Okay.
We've had this discussion. Everyone will send her money, but then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to go seek a doctor? Does she have a doctor? She does not give you permission to speak to her doctor.
No.
Okay. She just sends us the bills. What?
She sends us her, like, the medical bills and the lab reports.
Okay. So she just uses you, which is okay, because if you're willing to do it, do it. What you need to do is she wasting money or doing something destructive is what I want to know.
That's the thing. We don't know because, okay, so for 2 years, she's been complaining about her stomach. You know, the lab results show that it's ulcers, so she was taking medicine for that. And then she continued to say that she wasn't feeling well. So they took her in to see if there was, they did a biopsy. It didn't show up.
Very good. This is what I wanted to hear.
But here's the thing. A few months later, last year, maybe October, she went in, they took a sample. It wasn't cancerous. But then she said, oh, I'm still not feeling well. So she went back to the oncology. And on Monday, she's like, okay, now it's cancer. And as much as I want to help, I will be honest, a part of me is just like, I don't know if this is real.
Okay.
It's been going on for 2 years. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Do you want to go for a conservatorship? You know what that is?
Mm-mm. No.
Did you say yes or no?
No.
You don't want to go to conservatorship?
No, I don't know what it is.
It's when you and your two sisters and your brother, you go to a lawyer that does conservatorships. They're family lawyers. And they will set up a meeting with your mother and three psychiatrists, and they will decide whether your mother is competent in taking care of herself financially, physically, mentally. If you really want to do something, you need the power to do it. Right now, she is in control of her life, good or bad. But you need legal advice as to whether you have grounds to take away her legal rights. And in doing that conservatorship, the court requires three psychiatrists to evaluate her and say she's not competent enough to take care of herself. Okay?
That's not going to work. I mean, we've recommended she see a psychiatrist just for her mental health issues.
I'm talking about taking away her power. I'm not talking about sending her to a psychiatrist. She said no. If you really want to do something that will force her to let somebody help her, then you've got to go through the courts.
No, I don't think we're willing to do that, honestly. Plus, She's actually not in this country.
Where does she live?
She lives in Africa.
She lives in Africa. Okay. And is she living in her own home or a hospital? Where is she living?
She's living at home.
In her home. Is anybody else living with her?
My cousin's daughter lives there with her every so often, but we don't like that. I personally don't like that arrangement because I know how abusive she can be, and I don't want her to do that to somebody else.
I've got news for you. Isn't that person that's doing it, is it a man or a woman?
The person that's
caregiver.
Living with her?
Yeah.
It's a woman. She's a college student. Mm-hmm.
She's a college student and she needs the job. Your mother's paying her to take care of her?
No, she's a cousin.
Oh, she's a cousin. Well, to be very honest, she's on duty. And you people are not there. And does the girl have your phone numbers for emergencies?
Yep, I text her, I call just to, I check in on her more than my mother, because I just
don't check in on your mother. Your mother's not using you properly.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl,
yeah.
You see what I mean? So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you please check with that girl about your mother and the girl's concern? And
how can I ask her how are going with ask the girl that is that's helping to take care of my mother? How can I ask her how things are going without putting words in her mouth or instigating without
what you say is.
Mm-hmm.
Is my mother taking care of herself? Is she eating, sleeping?
So I don't check on if anything has happened to the girl from her staying there with her.
No, the girl can leave.
That's true.
Ask the girl. Is my mother doing okay? Does the girl speak English?
Yeah, she speaks English.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, ask her, how is my mother doing? Is she 5, which means half good and half bad? Is she 8, good? Is she 5, no, is she 6, not good?
I think from what she tells us, I would say she's probably at a 3 in bringing essentially everyone around her down with her.
I understand that, but I already told you, find a family lawyer in Africa and ask him to do a conservatorship.
Hmm.
A conservatorship protects disabled old people who cannot make decisions for themselves and need legal support for giving it to somebody else, like you.
Yeah, I'll have to see if we have anything like that in Kenya. That doesn't sound like something,
what?
A service. I don't think we have that sort of service in Kenya.
Well, then why don't you just let the girl take care of your mother as best she can? And when your mother dies, she dies.
So on the day-to-day type of interaction with my mother.
She belongs in a home.
I know. She She needs medical help, but she just doesn't want to.
Dear, that's why you have to. I am positive that a court of law in Africa has something about. Are you willing to? What city does your mother live in?
No, it's fine, Pat. I get what you're saying. Honestly, we just don't have it big enough. Yeah, I can look into the capital.
Would you please look for a lawyer that does caregiving for old people? Conservatorship is the American name for it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. She does need somebody legally to help her.
Yes, dear. You don't have the power. You can rent the power. In fact, why don't you find a lawyer? What city do you live in now?
Sacramento.
Would you please call the Bar Association and ask for the names of conservative family law lawyers and ask them what they can do to help you do Africa?
Yeah, I can ask them.
What?
Right, I can call and ask them if they have any resources.
That's what I want you to do because you don't have the power to do it. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm glad you have somebody paid to stay there.
Well, she's doing it out of the goodness of her heart, not paid.
Whatever it is, please remember we're taking care of a disabled old person. If we can do that legally, your mother will be safer, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you know, Ronan at our switchboard, he did a little digging, and under Kenya's Mental Health Act, she may be able to be a legal guardian, and she may be able to apply to be a manager of her mother's estate. So she should definitely look into that and maybe find an attorney who could help her with that. So our Ronan at the switchboard did a little digging while you were on the line to see if there was any thing that he could quickly get information for you. So that's under Kenya's Mental Health Act. Check to see if you can be a legal guardian and apply to be a manager of your mom's estate.
What if I actually don't want that responsibility?
Yeah, that's your decision you're going to have to make. But there may be a legal precedent, so you could definitely reach out to somebody. Maybe you could find somebody to be appointed to be her conservator.
That's true. I can find someone.
There's actually people that do that for a living. They do it. Yeah, they do conservatorships. They're conservators for people who have, you know, they conserve their estate, make sure that their health care and things like that are paid for and until they, you know, live out their life. And so definitely I would definitely think that a great idea would be to look into attorney is probably going to be your best bet to start out with.
Okay.
Are you willing?
I hadn't even thought of that.
Mm-hmm. What?
Please continue, Pat.
Would you be so kind as to do check into the Kenya Conservative Program
to it
and report back?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We wish you the best for that.
Thank you, Kelly.
And by the way, Kelly is, what is your title, Kelly?
I'm a paralegal and a private investigator, but it was our Ronan at the switchboard who dug that up for me while we were on the air.
Did a little legal. Caller?
She's gone. She may be listening, but she's no longer connected with us.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Ronan. We love Ronan at a Switchboard. He is so awesome. He helps us a lot sometimes pulling up obscure book titles and things like that.
Hello.
All right, we have another caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. Yes, I do.
Hi.
A man is dating me for the last month. He pursued me a little bit before. A month.
How many months?
One month.
But he dated you before?
No, we went to high school together and we reconnected.
Oh, I see. Okay. And so what is the question?
Well, we went on a number of dates and, well, I wouldn't say I necessarily negotiated terms of our relationship, but we did have intercourse after we did talk
without
about,
commitment. Without commitment.
With commitment, we agreed
oh,
to
with
the
commitment.
Terms.
Okay.
Yes.
Your boyfriend and girlfriend.
But
is
I
there
feel
something not okay about that.
I feel like I'm doing something wrong, like I should have waited longer.
Honey, some people don't have intercourse until they're married. Some people don't have intercourse until they're engaged. You had intercourse when he said, you're my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all you need to say is, I'm not going to have sex with you again unless I'm engaged.
Okay, so I can always change the terms.
God willing, that's what I'm doing is I'm helping people negotiate changes in things that are not the way they want them. You sound like you want higher standing, and I'm telling you, you say to him, I want to talk to you about our relationship. Is it convenient? Yes. Mm-hmm. You have every right, and I enjoy being your girlfriend, but I'm ready to move on to engagement. Are you?
Okay. Why do you say, even if you've negotiated to, you know, monogamy and continuity, longevity, that you're being a free wife until you get married. And that's, I don't understand that.
Okay. I consider intercourse God moment. It's mm-hmm. making love. It's not, it's physical, it's mental, and it's emotional. Boyfriend and girlfriend is nice, boyfriend and girlfriend, but when you get to a year-long girlfriend-boyfriend relationship, I want people to know that they're mated or on the way to the wedding. So are you, caller, are you into just mating or do you want to marry?
I want to marry.
Well, then that's when somewhere between 6 months of boyfriend-girlfriend and 1 year, you may choose to say to him, I want to talk to you about us. I've appreciated dating you for a year, but I want to be married to a man that wants to be married to me.
Okay.
You said you wanted to marry someday. That was part of our agreement to be boyfriend, girlfriend, monogamy, mm-hmm. sexually and socially, continuity, call me, date me, be with me so that I believe I'm in a committed relationship. And I personally want to go after we've known each other a year. I want to get engaged and married.
Okay.
What do you think about that, sir?
Got it.
And if he says, I need more time, What he's okay. saying is, I don't want to get married. I don't want the responsibility. When men marry, there is a task on foot, which is that he becomes responsible for you financially and legally.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And not all men want to be responsible. Some right. of them want to mate and never marry, but mm-hmm. they want the benefits of mating, which are the same as the benefits of marriage, except there's no legal reinforcement for your security.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So yeah. exactly what are you interested in? You're monogamous with him and he with you. Is that true?
Yeah.
Are you continuous phone calls, dates?
Yes.
Okay. Is he on the way to the wedding?
He told me he wants to get married.
Okay, that's on the way to the wedding. Well, how long? You've dated how many months?
Only 4 weeks ago, we went on our first date where we reconnected.
Just a first date? You've only dated him one time?
No, we've been on many dates.
Okay. So when are you going to stop dating him and get engaged to start working on getting married?
6 months.
That's fine.
Appropriate.
That's very appropriate. 6 months to a year is a very appropriate time to do your negotiable 6 to 9 months, and then your 9 months to 12 months, which is married legally.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I feel like I should have waited longer. We have amazing chemistry. And we really like each other a lot.
Well, did your mother and dad have a good marriage? Where did you learn to be married?
They're married. My parents are still married.
They're married. Do you like their marriage?
More or less.
Is your mother a man or a woman?
A woman.
Are you a man?
No.
Okay, is your man married or single?
Single.
He's single. I don't hear mm-hmm. marriage being built.
Well, we just started dating. I just feel like I had intercourse too soon, even though we didn't negotiate the terms. I just feel like I should be waiting, and I don't know why I feel guilty.
Okay. Then do you want to tell him I want to withdraw my offer of free sex until?
You know, I really actually want to say that, but it's like our chemistry is so crazy. I don't know how I would ever say no.
Okay. So you're lovers.
We are lovers.
All right, then why don't you just enjoy being lovers?
Because I want to get married.
Well, then you can't be a lover and work on getting married. The jobs collide.
So I should stop sleeping with him, continue
dating.
Honey,
I don't care if you sleep with him forever. It's making love.
Of course.
I could care less about sleeping with him.
Right, right.
Give him a hand job. Okay. Let him go down on you.
Okay.
That's not intercourse. That's him pleasuring you, totally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Also called foreplay.
Just when I think I'm following all your tools, I realize I'm not.
I got news for you. You were chemically attracted. You're gushing mm-hmm. oxytocin.
Like crazy.
You see? like crazy. No, you're like lovers. But what you're doing is you're not getting to know each other. You're simply being two bunny rabbits having a good time sexually.
Yeah, we are. And it doesn't feel right. It really doesn't. I don't know. And I really, like, I feel like I'm falling in love with him.
You're not? No, you're
bonded
to him. You're bonded. Mm-hmm. He's falling in love with you, maybe. We'll see when you say that you want to be engaged. Do you want to be engaged?
Yeah.
You can get engaged on a first date. You can get engaged with the gold band.
Okay.
Would you feel better with the honor? Remember.
Absolutely.
Women get honor. Then why don't you ask for an engagement ring and then to spend the rest of the year getting to know each other and love each other?
Okay. I would love to do that. I'm glad I called you because I wasn't going to, but then I did.
Well, I'm glad you did because I'm telling you the same old, same old. I love it. I have clients
Thank you,
that are like 40 years. I've had them 40 years ago. And I said something to them and they come back and they said, you told me that 40 years ago. Well, did you do it? Anyway, it sounds like you need a higher title of honor. And that's engagement.
Okay.
Boyfriend and girlfriend's good for high school, even good for college. But after college, engagement really makes the bell. So go get it.
Thank you.
Welcome. Call back. Let us know.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely give us an update. Okay, let's see if we've got another call. I think we might check in here with our wonderful Ronan at the...
Yes, I think that was wonderful because I didn't like the idea of that lady living in Kenya, you know, with a demented brain.
Yeah, it's rugged. And I understand that, you know, the daughter may not want that responsibility and it's a heavy load to carry, but I think there's definitely some things she can explore legally to,
I got
to help out
for
with
you.
That situation.
The courts will appoint a conservator who reports to the judge.
Oh, yes. I'm very aware of that. Very,
so
very. I think we have a caller on the speak. Hey, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You are live with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
I do have a question.
What
My
is
question
it?
Is about, it's about flirting and dating during this period and how you would know you have chemistry with someone when you can't really smell them and we're wearing a mask.
Because you build a friendship. I think it's the best part of this stupid virus is that it's forcing virtuous decisions. In other words, Zoom kinds of dating apps are coming out now where you can see, but you don't smell. And they're even opening up restaurants and you can have tests to see if you're well or ill. So the courtship roles are becoming more like what I've been teaching based on science. And I think that's really good. So what do you want to do about it?
I have been on some dating sites and I guess I'll look at some newer ones that have come out and just keep going forward with that. I know it just, you know, just making eye contact with people with the mask has just been, that's been something I've been practicing now too, because normally before I just wouldn't make eye contact.
I know, and don't men recognize you're smiling, even with the mask on?
Yes.
That's my message. Smile, even though mask is on, because the eyes wrinkle up and you can see you're smiling. Are you a horny lady that wants to get laid?
No, not at all.
Okay, then are you ready to build a friendship underneath the future love affair?
Yes.
Are you dating three men?
Not three.
How many?
Oh, not really anyone. Just kind of one person is around and just being passive and patient and waiting for him to initiate things that I know to do that. And just being,
are you attracted to him? Is he a potential date or is he just a duty date?
Duty date.
Well, for what reason are you not looking and smiling at men in grocery stores, pharmacies, whatever?
I have been. I have been smiling and they've been saying hi or speaking a lot of the time. And I don't know if it's also because of just people being fearful of just proceeding on, or I don't know. I haven't had anyone in like real life initiate like, let's have, you know, let's give me your number or anything like that. But I have been seeing guys frequently and smiling at them and they're saying hi. So hopefully someone I see out and every day will make a move, because I'm not speaking first and I'm not initiating anything.
I think that's fine. I just want you to smile in their eyes and speak back if they speak to you first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to speak first. Respond to their speaking after you present yourself smiling.
Right.
You see?
Thank you for your advice about like building a friendship and how that's because I was having more of a negative mindset about
friendship. A friendship is where you learn to make and keep agreements. It's where you get to know what they want and what they don't want. The problem with starting relationships with fast sex is fast sex burns out because you've already lit the candle and now you don't have anything more to investigate. Don't negate the power of loving a human being before intercourse, because intercourse, sex, and gambling money are the two biggest dopamine producers on earth. But if done irrationally and compulsively, they're destroyers. So why not make friends with men and hope to God that one of them wants you enough to tell you to stop dating any other men?
I like that.
That's what normal people do.
Thank you.
Will you go about the business of presenting yourself? A real man will not approach a woman that doesn't present. That means flirt. He needs to see your eyes, because your eyes tell him you're sensitive or you're hostile or you're drunk or whatever it is. Will you really hunt?
I do.
Okay.
I will make sure that I'm hunting everywhere I go all the time.
Good. And speaking back when they speak to you.
Yes. Only speaking back when they speak.
Yes. Got it?
Yes, got it.
Good. Let's see what you can do with it. At least you'll make friends.
That would be great, yes. Thank you.
So go dig up friends that smile and see who blooms into a boyfriend, a fiance, and maybe a husband.
I will do that.
Good. It's all science. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you, caller.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy hunting. Well,
make sure you come back and let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we are going to have another call coming on here. And I want to remind everybody, 323-203-0815 is the number to dial. And if you get in our queue and you get a call. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
Oh, gosh, many. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on the call. I have slightly different problems than some of the ladies here. So
that's okay.
In my particular case, female, and
yes.
I
that means you have
struggle.
A well-developed brain and a well-developed heart. So you're both
yes.
masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do
yep.
both of them in a relationship, you're also narcissistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm also kind of a recovering male. Like, I learned a lot of things from your shows and your books, and I'm trying to tone down the male side. I'm also someone who used to be very career driven. Now I'm more on the, I want to settle down and I
God,
want to be a
woman
with a career.
God, I love what I'm hearing. I love it. Although I've got to say this. I have no problem with a woman wanting respect and being a career woman as long as that's fun mm-hmm. for her. I have mm-hmm. no problem with the man wanting to stay home and take care of the kids in the house and write the great American mm-hmm. novel or paint a picture because
yeah.
we all have a right to either be respected or cherished in order to
mm-hmm.
waltz. Okay, so
right.
now. What is your question?
So my problem is I struggle dating beta men. I get bored in past relationships. And I'm reading your book, Dating Advice for Alpha Women. And the author also somewhere says that you can only manage an alpha female with a beta male will only probably manage about 4 years. And it has happened to me at 4 years of a relationship. I was bored out of my mind.
Yes.
And I just really struggle. So.
Except
yeah.
if that woman knows she's a man and wants a cherishing wife with a penis.
Okay.
There
See,
are a
and
lot
that...
of nice, gentle men who mm-hmm. are more feminine
mm-hmm.
than masculine. And they make wonderful wives.
Oh, tell me about it. I live in Silicon Valley. They won't even take the initiative to ask you on a date.
Because you're the man, dear. Do you remember? Why don't you use your masculine to pursue nice, gentle, feminine men? Why? Why do you
because...
have to switch
mm-hmm.
from male to female if you can find a cuddly man who will be your wife?
Mm-hmm. Because in my mind, I wanted to be in a covenant marriage. And
I want men to pay the bills,
but I also want to be either the co-pilot or the flight attendant and someone else to be the pilot.
Okay. And do you want to take care of cooking and cleaning and all that good stuff, the homemaking?
Sure.
Covenants are breadwinner and homemaker. And in mm-hmm. Louisiana, do you know that in Louisiana, covenant marriages are still legal?
Still legal, yeah.
It used to be Louisiana, Arizona, Minnesota, and Michigan. Now it's only Louisiana. And in mm-hmm. there, you get married legally, you know, and then you go back in and sign a contract that says that one of you is going to be the money maker and one of you mm-hmm. is going to be the homemaker. Mm-hmm. These combinations are good for kids because they separate the rules. Like the woman doesn't go off to work, she stays home, mm-hmm. and the man goes off to work and brings money home for the mm-hmm. family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so and that's what I want.
Why don't you practice finding a feminine man?
Because I don't see these feminine men as being a pilot. They all want to be the flight attendants or even
passengers.
You're
absolutely right. They want, yes.
In some cases.
Okay. Now, do you flirt? Are you attracting alpha men by your flirting?
When I find them. Like I said, I'm in the Silicon Valley where they're all like engineering nerds and a little, definitely more on the feminine side with very low social skills. So that's a little bit harder.
I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So that part is a little bit harder. But through your books and everything, I'm learning how to do it and I'm practicing it. And I'm trying to be the passive and very cute and flirty and all that. But when they don't ask me out, you know, 3 weeks or a month, and you know it fizzles out, then like, okay, well, what was the point of this? And usually it is because they say, well, why are you not asking me out? Oh gosh, so that's signal that they don't want to be the pilot.
Do you date men with dialects? Do you date Germans, English, French,
in fact,
Norwegian,
yeah,
Spanish?
Yeah, in fact, I'm actually from Greece, which kind of adds to the problem because over there roles are more traditional.
Would you please flirt with men with dialects? Because in America, there's too many masculine women raising boys to be girls. The book is called mm-hmm. The War Against Boys by a lady named Dr. Summers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And would you be willing to go to the consulates for different cultures and see what their sure. social calendar is so that you can participate in a dinner or a gala or something?
Go oh, that's such different... a fantastic idea.
I know that, dear.
That's why I called you.
Would you please go for dialectical changes so that you can mm-hmm. be with
them? Yes, 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 yes.
Good.
You got
and,
it. Okay.
And I need it. You know, there's a German consulate. There's an embassy for the English. They're out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do social events to gather money.
Yep. Okay. That's great. I was thinking I was going to move to Texas just to find a nice cowboy.
I want you to know that you've got a right choice. Texas, I've got two daughters in Texas.
Okay.
Texas is like, it's like, what shall I say? It's like a 1940s men.
Oh, uh-huh.
You see, it's amazing. I love Texas.
Okay. I mean, I'm not a fan of Yeah, I don't know if I'm a fan of Texas itself, but hey, do what you got to do, right?
Yeah. In other words, the kind of men that you may really like are there because they're raised to do that.
And okay. Just out of curiosity, how true in your experience, how true is it that alpha females, they do get bored with beta males?
It depends on if an alpha male, female, wants to get laid or paid. What's your goal, laid or paid?
Oh, gosh, paid.
Well, paid means you have to be with the man that's a bigger man than you are, and that's almost impossible unless you fake beta.
Yep.
You have no idea how retarded I sound when I'm flirting, you know, because I know my brains do a great job for making money and solving problems and doing these kinds of things. But the truth of the matter is feminine is more beta. And you're reading.
I'm trying. Yeah.
Okay. So I suggest you might want to hunt in dialectical differences.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to track down all your hand, man. You got it. Can I ask for a favor? I've read all of your books.
Yes.
It would be
Have you read Man's World, Woman's Universe?
I have it. Yes, I have it. I need to go back and reread it.
That's my last book.
Fantastic. Okay. I was just going to say if there's any chance you could turn them into audiobooks too, just because it's great to listen to them as, I don't know, you're cooking or you're driving.
You know what? I will take it up with the people that help me do this.
Yeah, because your books are amazing. Amazing.
We do have a couple of books on audio, and what you can do is you can listen to any of our podcasts on LA Talk Radio on the app, on the LA Talk Radio app while you're driving.
Yeah, I downloaded it last week. So, yeah, thank you for that. Great. All right,
beautiful,
well, thank
Dr.
you
L.
so much.
Thank you.
Yes,
hey, we have another time, Dr. L. Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Dr. Allen? Bye-bye.
Yes.
We're out of time. What you got to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments that you make and keep.
That's a fact. Hey, everyone. We'll be back next week. Until then, we love you. Be safe.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.